Think about all these guys. They got their suit and tie on, and they got a big congregation, and act like they're all holy, and they say faith plus works, and you know immediately, according to Galatians, if any man preaches another gospel, don't even let, he said, we wouldn't let these people in, not even for an hour. If any man preach another gospel, let him be accursed. I asked AI, I said, using 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. Yep, faith in Jesus. I said, using the New Testament, faith alone. Even the AI knows it says faith alone. So these people, they get their nice haircut, get their nice suit and tie, and they get their little image up there, and they say faith plus works, and they say you can lose your salvation, which is a lie from the pit of hell. But they look good, right? Then you got these female preachers that dye their hair red. They paint their hair red, and they get up there and I remember the day where people used to fall down and bark like a dog and say they were slain in the spirit and all that stuff. I've actually experienced slain in the spirit, but it ain't like that. You can't walk. When you see past this 3D, when the Shekinah glory shows up, you're like, yeah, it's like you're drunk. You're hit with so much information. You've entered into another realm, you know? And it took about 6 years to get back to normal, you know, because your mind is another place. So for them to fall down on the stage and bark like a dog and say they were slain in the spirit and then get back up and function normal in life, no. Because everything that we're experiencing down here is contrary to really what's happening in the spirit realm. Like, I'll give you an example. The reason you use a copy machine at work is because you're being made into a copy. The reason you brew your tea or your coffee at home is because you're being brewed. The reason you sew a pair of pants or shirt or something is because you're being sewn back in. The reason they call it the fabric of space-time is because that's pretty much what it is. It's a fabric of space-time. Everything that you're doing, you eat food, right? You eat food, which points to eating and drinking of that eternal life, which is Jesus. Everything that you do in 3D is like a cartoon. It points to a higher truth, you know? When you communicate with somebody, it represents communion with God. Communication lines are communion, together, union. Somebody made a comment today or yesterday, said something about how the Chinese or somebody, they get so close to Buddhist or whatever. They understand about oneness, but they think it's oneness in the hive instead of oneness with Jesus. They think they're one with Source, but they leave out Jesus. The language will tell you that. It will lead you to that, whether it's Phoenician script, English script, the Sanskrit, the Indian Sanskrit. You can learn a lot spiritually with the Sanskrit, but you'll end up into the New Age oneness with the hive mind instead of oneness with Jesus. Everything has a counterfeit. You have to remember that. Everything has a counterfeit. I hadn't slept in about 24 hours. So I'm not doing too well about talking about this. God uses the weak things of the world to confound the wise. They put on that suit and tie, and you think, oh, there's something. They got the truth, but they're actually deceiving you because they say faith plus works. They're mastered. They're like the snake. They're just like the snake. Hath God said? He didn't say faith alone. He said faith plus works. Liar. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2. For God so loved the world, John 3:16, that whosoever believeth. And trust me, I mean, when you really believe, it includes receive. Believe and receive pretty much are tied together. You must be born again. He that believeth. So if you really believe, you're going to receive the Holy Spirit, right? Day of Pentecost. There was one guy in the book of Acts. He was preaching Jesus, but not about Christ in you, the hope of glory. And so they took him to the side and explained it to him in a deeper way. And he got it. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You know it's true because the seed of the Word of God has to go into the womb of your heart. Just like the farmer puts the seed in the womb of the earth, and just like the husband puts the seed in the womb of the wife, every time you see a seed being planted, there's a birthing. So the seed of the Word of God, outside of 3D, from 5D or higher, the seed of the Word of God goes into the womb of your heart, and it gives you a birthing. And Apostle Paul said, I travail in birth pains until Christ be formed in you. So there's a born-again experience by His Spirit indwelling you. Else you're bastards. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would come on people and leave. In the New Testament, the Holy Spirit comes in and abides with you forever. Because there's a change in dispensation under law versus under grace. And the reason it's happening is because to make the Jews jealous. It tells you that in Romans 9, 10, and 11, I think. To make the Jews jealous. Because we got all the truth now about Jesus, and we can tie the Old Testament and New Testament, and all reality points to Jesus and His church, His body. That's why in Revelation, last chapter, it says, the Spirit and the Bride say, come, drink of the water of life freely. It's free. If it's free, how come they say faith plus works? If it's works, it's not free. Come on now. Drink of the water of life freely by faith. If it's free, how can it be works? If it's free, how can it be works? That would be an oxymoron. It wouldn't make sense. It would be illogical. The Spirit and the Bride say, come, drink of the water of life freely. That's not works. That's free. You didn't have to do anything except believe, trust, rest. The reason the devil couldn't see it, and the reason these legalists can't see it, the reason these cults and isms can't see it, because they're in a works-based system to where they worship themselves. And I'm not a sinner. I never sinned. They all say the same thing. I never sinned. I'm not a sinner. Go talk to a Pentecostal and see what I'm talking about. Go find you a Pentecostal and see how crazy they are. Taking verses out of context here and there. I don't know if Andrew Womack's a Pentecostal or not, but he tells the truth. I haven't watched everything. I haven't watched him lately on all this stuff, but sometimes I'll walk by a TV and somebody will have him playing, and you can hear stuff he's saying. Sounds right. He's the only preacher I think I've ever heard talking about walking in the Spirit. The reason preachers don't talk about walking in the Spirit, because they don't want you to be free. They want you to tithe and be under guilt, shame, condemnation, never miss a day of church. You better tithe. And the tithe's not even for the church. The tithe was for Israel. God wants 100%. Everything that you do should be towards God, for God, His will, His mind, His spirit, His way, you know. Sometimes I wonder if I should do stuff like this while I'm so tired, I can't even about to fall over. So hopefully this will resonate with somebody. Let's take that word resonate. Re-son-ate. Resonate again, son, ate, eating and drinking of that eternal life. You resonate when you eat and drink of that eternal life, the truth. Jesus, full of grace and truth. That's what you eat and drink of to have joy unlimited, even in the midst of. You know, what they try to do is try to destroy you and try to take away your joy. They have agents. Almost everybody's an agent, and unless they're born again. And so these agents, they're trying to steal, kill, and destroy, but they're trying to do it multidimensional. Steal your joy, your happiness, your contentment, steal your peace, steal your money, steal your property, steal your... They're trying to steal and kill. Kill your joy, kill your peace, kill your spirit, kill your... And destroy the same thing. It's a multidimensional thing. Spirit, soul, body, will, emotions, intellect. It's multidimensional. It's an attack on your heart. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of all the issues of life. And so the devil has a counterfeit for every verse, every chapter, every doctrine, everything. He has a counter, an anti. That's what he lives for, to do. That's what he lives for. He don't live for anything else but to be a liar. And a murderer. Why does he get a kick out of being a liar and a murderer? Because he wanted to be God. God rejected him, and he can't do nothing about it. So he wants to hurt God's creation. He wants to change the earth patterns, the sky, the clouds, the rain, the GMO. He wants to change marriage. He wants to change words even that are rooted in truth. Why would the devil attack the etymology? Why would the devil attack words and try to change the definition of words? Because he's attacking everything. He's trying to make confusion. But mankind cannot function in confusion. Notice the people who try to change the pronouns and all that. They're confused. They're in confusion. They're in delusion. And they can't even keep a job. They can't even think right. Because they're in delusion. You can't change the definition of stuff that's set in stone. And it's so obvious. It's not even funny. It's so obvious. I mean, how can they be that delusional? I mean, really. I mean, that would be like saying, see that cat? That's a dog. See that dog? That's a cat. You can't you can't change that. I mean, you know, these people are, I guess they're paid. I guess they're being paid to do that. And that's the only thing I figure. And they can only brainwash the young, because somebody older ain't gonna believe that junk. And so if it's an older person trying to do it, they're getting paid to do it. CIA, somebody's putting it in the arm. No average human is gonna come up with this stuff. And so somebody had to try to corrupt somebody's mind, you know? Because the devil's trying to corrupt everything that's right. And he's calling good evil and evil good. That's what he's doing.